Praise the Lord.
Dalaygon ang Ginoo.
Amen.
Amen.
So, free at last.
Gawas na nagita.
Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you very much for who you are.
Salamat sa Dios. Sa imong pagka Dios.
Lord, you are so different than the world is.
Salamat sa Dios sa imong pag-usab kanamo, Ginoo.
And your mentality about ministry and about eldership and about all serving is so different than the concepts we would have in our mind.
So imong pagsabot, Ginoo, sa imong salabutan huna-huna mahitungod sa imong pagpangalagad ug sa imong pag-usab sa imong kinabuhi.
I pray, O Father, you would enlighten us.
Abugyam po Dios na ikaw maga dihog kanamo.
With your understanding, O God.
Sa imong salabutan, O Dios.
Understanding which goes beyond theology and beyond words.
Salabutan nga mulapas pa sa mga pagtulunan ining kalibutan.
That you have called us to be servants.
Ikaw nagtawag kanamo nga mahimong mga alagad.
So we want to submit to your calling, O God.
Among gisubitar kanimo ang imong pagtawag kanamo.
And help us to be faithful servants.
Ug tabangi kami mahimo kaming matinud-anon nga mga alagad.
Bless this congregation, bless this time.
Panalangin ni kining kongregasyon ining panahon na karon.
Open our minds and our hearts to understanding.
Abliya mo na una o kasing-kasing alang sa pagsabot.
In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. There's two things I would like to do first before I get into the word. Don't worry, you can come closer. It'll be easier for me, easier for you
to
follow the word. We'll be studying today.
Para makakataon ta sa atong tunan karon.
So don't worry, you can come closer.
Dol ta.
There's a place here if you want. There's a place
kining
over there.
Kining sa abante may sunog ka nang dihadapit, ka nang mga bakante.
That's the... Praise the Lord. You don't need to be afraid.
Sige, para plastado. Pahilo na ta mga kaisunan.
And the second thing is, I need to give you a little explanation there.
Ang ikaduhang butang ako mong pasabton.
We are here as a team, as you know.
Okay, ning grupo ta din hi. Grupo team.
And I want to tell you, I want you to know that each time I'm here,
ako mong pahibuloon nga matag panahon nga ako magatindog din hi.
It's because I'm pushed A by the Lord and B by the brethren.
Oh, kaya ako gitulod sa Dios o dili sa mga kaigsuonan.
So it's not that I'm here because I love to stand here.
Oh, dili kay ako din kay ganahan ko mutindog din he.
And perhaps one of the reasons is I have to leave tomorrow.
O sa katarungan kay ako mo lakaw na ugma.
So today is the last day of my meetings with you.
Oh, karon ang katapusang adlaw sa iyang pag serbisyo din he.
And the brethren decided to exhaust me fully before I'm leaving.
Oh, yang hago-hagoon daw siya sa di papalakon.
Amen.
So go on umayo.
So just for you to know. All right, praise the Lord. For me to understand, this is the elders meeting, right?
Amen. Mo ni ang panagtigom sa mga pangulo.
So we are dealing with the elders. We will
Nag-istorya ko sa mga pangulo karon.
Go a little deeper, shall we?
Atong palauman.
Amen. We have to be students of the word.
Atong yung palauman ang pagtuon sa pulong sa Dios.
If we are supposed to give the word away, we need to understand it fully.
Atong ihatag ang pulong sa Ginoo para masabtan gyud sa kinahukmanan nga pagsabot.
So we will change the procedure a little bit. We will change the procedure a little bit.
Atong usabon ang mga pamaagi na ikausaban gamay.
And I will give you space to ask as we go.
Hatagan mo na ug panahon para mangutana pod.
All right. We want to study what does it mean to be elders in the church.
Unsa diay ang kining mahimutang pangulo diha sa iglesia?
You may see us sometimes searching in the computers, or you may see this strange little book.
Kung magtukit-tukit mo bahitong sa computer o sa kining libro.
I want you to understand, as a student of Bible,
Oh, ako mong pasabton, unsa dai ang gisulti sa pulong sa Dios?
There are other tools you can use to study the Word of God. Do you have concordance of any kind? Who's got a concordance? I want to see. Who's got a concordance of any kind? There is few.
Alright,
praise the Lord. It is important to understand that the Bible interprets a Bible.
Oh, ang Biblia naghubad sa Biblia po.
So concordance is not only to search a scripture where it is.
Di lang kay pagsusi lang pagtuki lang sa kasulatan.
But it will help me
to
find a particular word.
O mapangita ang mga insakto nga pulong
and explain me the meaning of the word.
Oh yes. Ma pasabot ang kahulugan sa matag pulong.
Second thing is,
ikaduha nga butang,
we have to understand we've got translations.
Nga atong kuhaon ang mga paghubad.
And the translation is not perfect, is it?
Dili hingpit ka paghubad. Tinuod. Amen.
For two reasons. One reason is because it's not easy to translate.
Okay, dili sayon paghubad.
And people do mistakes here and there.
Oh, lahi-lahi og mga pagsabot ang mga tao.
And second reason is,
ikaduhang rason,
people have different agendas.
Oh, lahi-lahi og katuyuan ang matag tao.
Which they use while they translate.
Oh, nga ilang gibiton ang ilang kanang tinago nga katuyuan samtang sila maghubad niini.
And the most attacked doctrine in the Bible in translation.
Oh, ang pinaka-importante nga doktrina sa ngatuyo sa paghubad sa Biblia
is the one with the eldership and the leadership of the church.
Oh, nga mahitungod kini sa pagkapangulo diha sa iglesia.
Why is it?
Ngano man?
Because there is a great vying for the position.
Oh, kay dunay dako nga kining pagkabahin-bahin.
Church and the Word of God and preaching is often misused as a tool to be greater among you.
Oh, ang kasagaran mga pagtudlo gigamit kini nga mo pakita ba nga siya lahi gyud.
So the people have established different false hierarchies and structures.
Oh, naay klase-klase nga mga kining pagpurma ba o kining mga klase-klase ng mga sanga-sanga na.
And to support these false doctrines,
okay,
they had to influence the Bible.
Oh, ang kining mga sayop ng mga pagtulunan, gi-influensyahan ang atong Biblia.
So God gave us tools to go back to the original.
Oh, gusto ang Dios nga atong sabton pagayong orihinal nga kahulugan ini.
Which is Greek for the New Testament.
Oh, nga daghan kayo din ato makita sa bag-ong tugon.
There are means, of course, computers, but also there are simple books.
Oh, naagikan sa computer, naagikan sa libro rayon.
Maybe it doesn't look simple in the beginning, but you will see it's not too difficult.
Oh, murag dili kayo lisod, dili sayo lipol kayo lisod.
To understand what the word really means or meant in original.
Oh, nga dili kayo na sa lisod pagsabot, unsa gyud ang pinaka-orihinal nga kahulugan ini?
Amen.
Amen.
I was about 18 years old at one conference.
Oh, sa 18 taong edad sa usa ka konferensya, yung paniya.
And I was so hungry for the word.
Gutom kaayo ko sa pulong sa Dios.
And you know, there was a brother who came and he brought not this book but similar book from the States.
Oh, naay nagdala gusto ka libro nga sa sama ini.
It was the first time he saw me.
Oh, usa mo pa unang panahon nakita sila.
His name is Brother Tom Sigward.
Tom
Sigward.
Sigward.
Yeah, and he handed me at the end of the conference the book.
Og hatagan siya og libro.
And he shouldn't have done it. You know, so it's partly his fault. And also there was a brother Bert there.
Oh, napud si Brother Bert dito.
And he walked to this young boy, 18 years old.
Oh, nga bata pa man siya. Dito sa pagitan ng panahon na.
And prophesied to him.
Oh, nagprophesya siya, nag-an siya.
And he says, "I see you among all the books, And you are asking the Lord, what is this and what is that?
Oh. Kaya gusto siya nga magtuki ba unsa nang mga butang unsa man ibuti pasabot ini.
And the more you ask, the more fire there was.
Oh, sa kining sige siya pagtuki pangutana, nagabot ang daghan pud nga nagkalayo pud ang iyang kinabuhi.
And the boy was me.
Oh, mo ni siya.
So it's his fault too.
Oh, si Brother Bert pud.
Don't worry.
Salamat kayo.
I remember once the Lord was speaking to me. I was at home. It was one weekend.
Oh, usaka kining katapusan sa semana.
I was so interesting. What is the word saying? Where?
Oh, ganahan kasi magtuki, magtuon sa pulong sa Dios.
And I had a block and pen, and I'm writing down.
Oh.
And the Lord speaks.
Oh, di siya kapuyan magsulat. Unya, muna sige pa ng Dios tudlo sa iya kasi gimana siya sulat.
And I said, oh, I need to find it in the Bible. And the Lord says, you'll find it later. And as He speaks, He gives me the references that I can find it later.
Yes. Makita ra ni muna, sige lang, pagtupi lang yun. Hangtod nga nakita ang yun niya kadugayan ng kahulugan ini.
When the Lord speaks, He's always following the Bible.
Oh, kung ang Ginoo masulti, mugamit yun siya o Biblia.
Can you say amen?
Amen. Biblical yun, mga isoon, biblical yun.
So let's go through a few scriptures.
I'll
go slow. And let's look at it.
Adong tanawon dinhi.
So, let's start first with Ephesians 4.
Epistle 4.
Ephesians 4. All right. Ephesians 4. So, 4:11.
Epistle 4:11.
And He gave some.
Og naghatag siya sa kasagaran.
Apostles.
Apostolis.
And some prophets.
Ang uban propeta.
And some evangelists.
Ang uban evangelista.
And some pastors.
Ang uban pastor.
And some teachers.
Ang uban magtutudlo.
Why?
Ngano man?
For the perfecting of the saints.
Aron mahingpit ang mga balaan.
For the work of the ministry.
Aron alang sa trabaho sa pagpangalagad.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
Aron sa pagpaligun sa lawas ni Kristo.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
Aron kitang tanan mo abot sa panaghiusa sa pagtuo.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
O sa pagkahibalo sa anak sa Dios.
Unto a perfect man.
Ngadto nga sa pagkahingpit ka tao.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Sa sukod sa pagkahigpit kayo ni Kristo Jesus.
So the plan is that we all come in the fullness of Christ.
Ang plano nga aron kita maabot sa kahigpitan ni Ginoong Hesus Kristo.
And if I go back to the conference, we were speaking about measuring.
Ato nang hisgutan ang pagsukod.
Amen.
Amen. Measuring.
So what are we going to be measured by?
Unsa may tusukdon?
Christ Himself.
Si Ginoong Hesus Kristo mismo.
Compared to Christ.
Oh, mahimo tang papalihas makumpara kang Ginoong Hesus.
And till we will be there.
Og sa dili pa ta moabot diha.
God gave a provision.
Gihatagan naghatagan ang Dios og mga provision
to bring us there.
Naron dalhon kita niya diha lapita.
All right. So I will use this one. And we've been yesterday, if you remember, speaking a little bit about the boards, right?
Oh, kini mga boards ba? Kini mga tabla? Nag-isulat ang mga tabla gahapon.
Many of the principles we teach you can find in the tabernacle.
Oh, daghan sa mga prinsipyo atong makaplagdo.
We were not mentioning that the boards are wooden but covered by gold.
Oh, mga kahoy pero gitabunan og bulawan.
And the gold is the nature of God.
Ang bulawan mo na siya ang kinaiyahan sa Dios.
I trust you are writing it down because you will not remember it.
Oh, pagsulat mo. Mas maya magsulat mo.
I remember sitting at a meeting, so I was writing like crazy.
Amen. Mas maayo gid nang masulat nang isuon kay para di kalimot.
So we've got the boards there and they are standing, right?
Ang mga tabla timan inyo nga nagtindog. Wala man da.
Each of the board
o kada tabla
is sitting into a socket.
Oh, naay gibarugan.
It's like to make it simple. Okay, it's like each board has two.
Oh, nasetil. Nasetil. Para mahaum.
It's sitting into kind of
foundation.
Yeah, it's sitting into a socket like this, which is in the ground.
Naisudlanan ba? Ano mura bangag na sudlanan niya?
They represent the word and the spirit.
Oh, nagrepresentar kini sa pulong o sa espiritu. Kaya kining duha ka tiil.
All right. I will need this soon. You cannot see this. Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we can move it in front. Yes. Is this better? Everybody can see it?
Makita tanan?
Yes. Okay.
Oh, mas mayo.
So each of the board is standing in two witnesses, which is the Word of God and the Spirit of God.
Okay, matag tabla nga nagtindog na ay tiil nga nagrepresentar sa pulong o sa Espiritu sa Dios.
I will not go in detail in it.
O di lang nato kaon ang mga detalye kayo ini.
But every person has to be led by the Holy Ghost.
O kada matag tao kinala nga magiyahan yun sa Espiritu Santo.
As well as founded in the Bible.
O mapundar gayud magsukat gayud sa pulong sa Dios.
And that will prevent him from moving, you know, and wavering.
Amen. Mao na magpugong kani nga aron di siya magtuya-tuya.
However,
apan
if I am founded like this, I can still go in front and back, in front and back.
Di magtumba-tumba ta gid dakilid pero pwede nga mo abante ug atras.
So we would have the boards kind of going wow.
Ang magpuli-puli daw tuya daw ng mga tabla.
So the Lord has given a provision for the natural tabernacle as well as the church.
Oh, naay pamaagi ang Dios nga para mubarog ang tabernakulo,
not to get out of line.
O nga dili mugawa sa linya.
And these are called bars.
O gitawag ni mga kining mga bars.
There is something like a ring.
Oh, na dili. Iyon ang porma sa mga bars.
A golden ring.
O murag sing-sing ba?
Okay, on each of the bar.
Lawan. O kada tabla.
There is three of them.
O naay tulo ka mga bangag nga butangan og bars sa mga isuon.
And through the ring,
o diha sa bangag,
there's pulled a bar.
O naay gibutang diha nga kanang usok ba?
Actually, five bars.
Kabilya. O five
bars.
O lima ka kabilya tanan.
I'm not reading it from Exodus, but you can find it in Exodus.
O na sa Exodus na nasulat.
So I take the bar and I pull it in. So there is a bar in there.
Linya ang kwan mga kabilya.
And there is half bar here and half bar there.
Aha, dinhi sa ibabaw katunga ra. Duha katunga kini intiro, nya kini duha ka katunga, bali lima da tanan.
So there's five bars.
Oh, five bars, one is long.
Okay, one is long.
One is long. Usa ang usa do taas. Ang upat mugbo.
Amen.
No, amen. Ang dinhi sa ibabaw duha ka mugbo, usa ka taas unya duha ka mugbo.
It would be, you know, like this.
Yes.
Okay. And the five bars,
ang lima ka kabilya,
they represent so-called fivefold ministry.
O nagrepresentar to sa lima ka pagpangalagad.
All right. And the fivefold ministry is the very thing we are reading here in Ephesians 4:11.
Oh, mo to atong gibasa ganiya sa Ephesians 4:11.
So, having this in mind, let's look at the different ministry if you want.
Oh, atong tanawon ang nagkalain nga pagpangalagad pag isuon.
Okay, let's go back to the Bible and try to understand it.
Oh, Biblia na puta.
Because this is a provision the Lord gave us that we don't get out of sync.
Oh, muning gusto sa Dios nga biblical kita, dili kita mugawa sa pulong sa Ginoo.
So he gave some apostles.
Naghatag siya og mga apostoles una.
Apostle.
No, apostle.
So, apostle. You can have a business card.
Oh, na may business card.
And put there apostle so and so.
Oh, pwede mo butag apostle Jacob.
I am a title apostle so and so.
Oh. Apostle Martin. Pwede.
What do you think?
Okay ra?
Yeah, you've got one, Brother Mark.
Is that?
Oh, you don't put apostle there. Ah. Oh, of course not.
Why apostle Mark, no?
That we will have to deal with. there will be trouble. So we don't put apostle on a business card because it is not an executive title, is it?
Oh, di tabag buta ng apostle sa atong business card kay dili ni mayo nga titulo.
It is not an apostolic. It is not a title. We would be using.
Oh, dili titulo atong gamiton.
To elevate anybody.
Oh, para atong mapasidunggan ang.
All right. But apostle really is a religious term, isn't it?
Oh, religious ni termino.
You don't use it in a business, do you?
Oh, gigamit ba niyo sa negosyo?
Wala. So, let's go to Greek and see what apostle really means.
Atong tanawon to kay unggan sa Greek nga pinulungan unsay bot pasabot sa pulong apostol.
Apostol, can we find it? Brother David. Apostolos.
Apostolos. Sa Griego.
I will not be giving you the Greek letters, I suppose. That won't be of much use, will it? I don't think so. Yeah, you can see it here. Apostolos. And if you go down, the word... wait here. Apostolos is apostolos. Actually two words.
Oh, dua kapulong.
It's apo and stolos.
Apo og stolos.
Okay. Apo is a preposition.
Oh, preposition na rin, kanang pasugod.
Which is saying away.
Oh, Pagawas.
And stolo.
Stolo.
If you can see there, if you cannot see, it's okay. I can. Yeah, it's this strong. It's easier than third. Can you do this? Can you move it up a little? Yeah. No. Anyway, so apostle is the one. If I split it here, apostolos. Yeah.
Apostolos.
It's like there is a man, and we know who the man is.
Oh, naitao. Hibalo ka kita natawha na.
It's Christ Himself.
Si Jesu Kristo mismo.
And He's got here another man.
Naapagyo sa katao.
And He sends him away.
Ogi padala niya pagawas.
From him.
Gikan kaniya.
So apostolos is go. They are sent.
Oh, bote pa sa bote ka pinadala.
Okay.
Oh.
So the apostle is a messenger.
Ang apostol usa ka mensahero.
It's the one sent by God.
Oh, ang tawo nga gipadala gikan sa Dios.
Amen.
Amen. Amen ba?
I see writing it down. That's good. Praise the Lord.
Salamat sa inyong pagkopya ini.
So apostle, if somebody is apostle, it's the one who was sent by the Lord.
Oh, ang apostol ay bote pasabot ang gipadala sa Ginoo.
If you have somebody who is sent by church,
oh, kung kita mo kung sa katawo nga pinadala sa simbahan,
it would be a different word.
Lahi na po ng apulong kay di man ginoo nagpadala.
It would be a senior church representative.
Oh, representative nila sa simbahan.
Which is not a biblical term.
Oh, so dili no,
neither
apostle.
It is a biblical concept.
Oh, dili biblical. Dili wala sa Biblia.
So it's the Lord who is sending the people.
Oh, ang Ginoo mismo ang nagpadala sa tao.
And there must be a testimony.
Okay na lang adunay pagpamatuod.
By the people who receive the person.
Sa mga tao mismo nga nagadawat na ang mga tawhana.
Then he was sent of the Lord.
Nga siya gipadala na gikan sa Dios.
All right?
Amen.
So we understand apostolos. He gave some who are apostles.
Oh. Kaso naay mga apostol.
And they are sent of God.
Gipadala gikan sa Dios.
The bars.
Okay, ning mga kabilya din he.
By the way, apostle represents the longest bar.
Oh, mo dali pinakataas ng kabilya kining apostol.
Okay, the longest bar is an apostle.
Oh, kining nastunga.
And apostle is I wanted to say the bar is covered by gold.
Oh, kining mga kabilya gitabunan ni og bulawan kanang gold plated ba.
So one of the things we need to observe on the brother apostle would be the nature of God.
O ang apostol mo ni ang kinaiyahan sa Dios.
And how is the apostle holding the church?
Unsaon giunsa man dai sa apostol paghawid ang simbahan?
Is he nailed by golden nails to the boards?
O di lansang ba dai sa iglesia?
Is he glued by golden glue?
Gipilit ba dai sa gulawan nga papilit?
No.
Wala.
The relationship
ang relasyon
between the boards
o sa mga tabla
and the bar
o sa kabilya
is represented by free will relationship
o gawas nun nga pagdesisyon
likened to a marriage
o parehas gyapon sa kaminyoon.
The rings are representing a marriage relationship
o ang singsing nagrepresentar sa relasyon sa magtiayon
which you enter on free will basis
o nga way nagpugos nimo
by believing
pinagi sa pagtuo.
This is the establishment of God.
O ang Dios mo nagpundar niini.
So we will be here
niata dinhi
only as long
hangtod
as long you believe
nga motuo
that we are coming from the Lord.
Nga kita gikan gayud sa Dios.
There's no other means and authority we would have over you.
Nga awtoridad nga atong ibatunan.
Or anybody else would usurp over people.
Oh nga wailaen nga bisan kinsa pa nga mosirbisyo sa ubang
tawo. So the people have to recognize
nga kita ta dapat masayod
those who work among them.
Oh nga kinsa to nagmuhat kauban nato.
So the second one,
ikaduhang butang,
we have some prophets.
Na tay mga propeta. Managan prophets.
Some of them he gave prophets.
Oh, mga propeta.
What is a prophet?
Unsa man ining manalag nga maison?
Prophetos. We have it.
Prophetos.
Okay. And again, you've got a little preposition. Okay, prophetes.
Prophetes.
And this is the one who is like a foreteller, inspired speaker, definitely not a poet.
Oh,
but it's the one who is speaking about things of the heart of the Lord.
Oh, mone si ang tawo nga nagsulti sa mga pulunggikan sa kasing-kasing sa Ginoo.
Speaking about the hidden things of the Lord.
Nagsulti mahitungo sa mga tinagong butang nagikan sa Dios.
There is a gift of prophecy.
Adunay gasa sa pagpanag-an.
But there is also a fivefold ministry of prophets.
Ah, naapoy lima ka ministro nga pagpangalagad sa propeta.
Prophet would be a mature
hingkod.
Mature brother in the Lord.
Nga igsuon dia sa Ginoo.
Ministering or standing
nagpangalagad unang barok.
In the prophetic ministry.
Diha sa pagpangalagad sa pagpanag-an.
So, we understand the prophet. And again, it is not a title.
Kasabot ta?
Brother Bird, do you have here your business card, your prophet business card? No.
Wala. No, no, why? Why?
You don't have any of those.
Prophet Bird, wala.
Right.
No, wala daw.
So, there is nothing like running around and saying, the prophet of the Lord.
Okay?
Because if the prophet is speaking about himself as a prophet,
o kung siya mayon niya ako propeta ko,
he is on his way to become a false prophet.
O paingon na siya sa pagkaminik ng propeta.
It has to be the body recognizing the prophet of God.
Nga siya propeta dahil gikan sa Dios.
So if people have to come and tell you, I am the man.
O paingon nga. Oy ako, propeta ko.
Most probably they are not the man.
Ay mong to ana kay possibly pike gina.
If they come and something in your heart says, "Oh, it is resonating in my heart."
Oh. Ognay mo abot niya mayon nang nay conviction.
The Lord speaking to my heart is the Lord speaking through this brother.
Oh, mo iyon ang Ginoo sa ako, mo witness ba? Mo agree, may panag-uyon.
Then it would be the people of God.
Oh, mauna ang katawan sa Dios. Tinuod.
So the third one,
ikatulo.
Who is the third one here? Evangelist.
Ebanghelista.
And I'm doing very well in spelling because I copy from the Bible.
Sakto ang spelling. Sakto pagka one pagkasulat.
Okay. All the bars are covered by gold. All the bars are covered by gold.
But not pure gold.
It's pure gold.
It's pure gold, yes. Dili man kay gitabunan og bulawan kun dili putli nga bulawan, lunsay nga bulawan.
We don't expect the prophet to be displaying his human likeness.
Oh, dili nato wala tagadahom nga ang propeta magpakita sa iyang pagkakita.
Yes. It's a human person.
Oh, tawo ra gyapon na siya.
But he's covered by gold, pure gold.
Tinabunan siya sa putli nga bulawan.
So the nature of God is covering out all what we are as people.
Amen. Ang kinaiyahan sa Dios nagtabo nato sa iyang pagka Dios mismo.
And the same applies for the evangelist, for the, I will now use the word pastor, but we'll soon change it, and the teacher.
Wa mo gyapon ang ebanghelista og kanang ikaapat nga ang pastor diha sa.
So, what is evangelist?
Unsa man ining ebanghelista?
What is evangelist? All right. We've got four gospels.
Onay upat ka mayong balita.
The word in Czech for gospel.
Ang buot ipasabot ining mayong balita.
If you're interested.
Kung ganahan mo ini, ganahan mo.
Evangelium.
Evangelio.
Ah, that sounds similar, doesn't it?
Yes, evangelio.
Well, the word in Greek.
O sa Griego.
For gospel.
Sa mayong balita.
Is evangelium.
Evangelio.
Because. Evangelion. There is two words there which you may understand. There is this angelos.
Oh, angelos.
Does it remind you anything?
Yes, yes.
Angel.
Angel.
So angel is not angel.
Oh, ang pulong angel din lang kay mulupad.
Angel is messenger.
Oh, ang pulong sa angel mensahero.
The messenger, actually, it means the one who goes, has a trumpet type of thing. And you can have a messenger here in the city. And he can say, in our nearest shop, there is a 50% discount. That would be Butuan messenger.
Mensahero sa Butuan.
Yeah, rice is in discount. So you have the messenger. So the message.
Oh, ang mensahero na agyoy mensahe.
But it would be only angelist.
Oh, angelist na.
It would be only angelist.
Oh.
It would be the messenger.
Wala tong iyo no, messenger na.
But the word eo.
Oh, kana eo.
It means good.
Maayo.
So the gospel, the evangelia,
evangelia
means a good message.
Maayo nga maghatag og maayong balita, maayong mensahero.
Or in other words, a good news.
Oh, maayong balita. Kay maayong
so we've got, if you really want to go Greek, we've got the good news according to John.
Oh, maayong balita sumala kang Juan.
Evangelia kata Juan.
Evangelia kata Juan. Juanin.
Okay, well done.
Yes.
Or you have Evangelia kata Lucas.
Oh, Evangelia kata Lucas.
Yeah? Gospel according to Luke.
Oh, mga mayong balita sumala sa Lucas.
Huh? Yeah. Okay. Or Evangelia kata Marcos.
Oh, Evangelia kata Marcos. Kanang Evangelia sumala kang Marcos.
Or Matthias.
Oh, Matthias.
Okay.
Matthias.
So this is the good news. We have four good news.
Upat ka mayong balita.
Which actually are only one good news.
Amen.
An evangelist is the one who carries the good news.
Ang nagdala sa mayong balita.
Typically talking to the crowd outside.
O nga nag-iskot mahitungod sa mga tao nga nasa gawas.
Amen. So again, it is not a Mr. Important.
Oh, so dili gyud kay ingon nga importante.
But it's the one whose job is typically to bring the good news to the people outside.
Oh, ang katuyuan sa iyang trabaho pagdara sa mga balita sa gawas.
Like the Lord came to the brother there who was singing for us.
Oh, para sa tong
And somebody told you the good news.
Oh, gisturihan jasa maning balita.
You are similar to many of us.
Oh, parehas sa gihapon ka sa.
We had miserable life without hope.
Oh.
And then the good news came and say, there is the Lord who died for your sins.
Oh, nandiyan ang Panginoon na namatay para sa
mga kasalanan. He has saved you if you receive it.
Oh.
And he will change you if you let him.
Oh, saban kaniya. Oh, saban kaniya.
So that's the job and calling. And this is the people who can easily befriend others and go and speak to them. Amen.
Friendly.
There is a mistake that the evangelist, he has to look like the world.
Oh, kung makasala ni siya.
To reach the world.
Oh, para pag kabuot na sa kalibutan.
There's no need for it.
Di na kinahanglan.
Do you know Brother Wilkerson, anybody? Have you heard about Brother Wilkerson?
Wilkerson?
From the United States, Wilkerson, David Wilkerson.
Oh, Wilkerson. Oh, David Wilkerson.
Yeah?
Yes.
Not only he works in the prophetic ministry.
Yes.
But he reached out many, many, many download drug addicts and prisoners and the people.
Oh, klase-klase ito yung pagpangalagad, may isang bisan sa mga addicts, sa mga piniriso.
And as he's reaching them and speaking to them and the Lord saving, he is in suit all the time. So let's forget the idea that evangelist must be like the world to reach the world. The opposite. He is speaking and giving them the message, the good news about God. Alright. So who is the next one?
Let me explain. Kay kasagaran man yun mga tao mga isoon nga nagtuo sila nga ayha ka makawali may balita musundog ka sa ila kasi nang ayha ka makawali sa mga palahubog magkubog-kubog sa ka hindi na mao. No, I explain to them about the
all right.
The nature of an evangelist.
So the next one, he gave some pastors.
Pastors ang ingon.
Okay. I almost don't want to write it, but I will do.
Dili siya ganang musulat, pero ayan ay sulat. Mo may spelling niya, no, Pastor?
I hope I didn't break it, no. Okay. So, why I so much don't like to write it?
Ganang di magugahan mo sulat, ining pulunga.
Because,
okay.
Can you give me another scripture which is speaking and explaining what the job of pastor is in the Bible.
Napaba mo nabasa nga unsay trabaho sa pastor?
You will not find the word pastor in the Bible anymore.
Kausa ra daw? Only once?
Sorry? Yeah? I didn't even know it's there again. But in principle,
sa prinsipyo,
I need the Bible to tell me what the Bible is saying.
Okay, nagihan ko Biblia para mapasabot nato.
And with the pastor, I'm stuck.
Oh, sa pulong pastor murag.
So I will have to define myself.
Akong
what the New Testament pastor is supposed to do.
Unsa ang mga pastor sa bagong tugon nga anay buhaton?
Why did the Lord did this?
Nganong gibuhat man ni Ginoo?
He didn't.
Wala siya nagbuhat ini.
He didn't. The Lord was not the one who put the word pastor in the Bible.
Ang Ginoo daw dili mao ang nasulat sa pulong pastor sa Biblia.
It's not in my Czech Bible even.
Oh, wala daw sa kwan iyang Biblia.
It's not in my translation. It's not in the German translation.
Wala sa kining sa hubad sa Alemanya.
It's in the King James, unfortunately.
Oh, nara sa kining
King James is, I think, so far the best translation in the world I've seen.
Oh, 1611.
Sorry,
King James.
King James.
1611.
Yeah, or 1613. Yeah, one of those. So, the word pastor. What language is it then? Is it English? No.
Dili man English.
So, what language is it? Latin.
Latin.
Oh. So, all these words are Greek.
Oh.
And here we have a Latin.
Naay gisagol nga Latin sa Griego.
Where is Latin from?
Oh, sa Rome.
Rome, isn't it?
No, Latina Vulgata.
And Rome, it means Roman Catholics.
Oh.
Aha. So while translating it, We infiltrate Bible by using a pastor word.
Okay, sagol-sagolan na ini magsuon sa sinagol.
So let's go to Latin to understand what pastor means.
Ato tasa Latina.
The pastor.
Ang pastor yan.
It is the how you call him in English? Hurtsman. Yeah, hurtsman. It hurts man.
Magbalantay.
It's there is a cow, and I would have a whip, or actually I would have a kind of a stick.
Oh, kung na ako'y baka, o niya na ako'y latos.
And if I don't like the way you go, I have a little stick.
Dumbulon basta din magadimao.
To push you in front of me. To organize you.
Oh, para ka mahimong organisado.
And the cows are turning back, and they say, "It hurts, man."
Baka sakit ba?
That's why he is hurts, man.
Mauna siya ang kwan. Magbalantay daw.
Okay.
Tigman
so. So, in principle, this is not the way God intended.
Ang buti pasabot sa Diyos.
The word in Greek.
Ang pulong sa Griego.
Did we find it?
Atong ato makaplagan.
Yeah. It's poimen.
Poimen.
So what poimen means?
Unsa may pasabot din Griego nga poimen?
It's he is also dealing with animals.
Naghisgot yapon mahitungod sa mga mananap.
But different type of animals.
Klase-klaseng mananap.
So let's erase it.
Atong papaon ni.
If you have your Bibles and pen, cross out the word pastor.
Kung na may Biblia, usaban na daan.
And I do mean it. You can cross it out.
Oh, papaan niyo daan.
And you put the word shepherd.
Pulihi o kini magbalantay. Okay, binisaya nang inyo diha, pulihi magbalantay.
Now I need help with Spanish, correct?
No. Lacking H. PH. Sheep and herd. Sheep and herd.
Like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
And herd.
See, now I don't have a help, so I need another help. So, shepherd. What's the difference between a pastor and shepherd?
Unsa may kalainan sa kining pastor o kining magbalantay?
Is there any way in the Bible written anything about a shepherd?
No, nagisgot ba ang Biblia mahitung sa magbalantay?
The full Bible is full of shepherds, isn't it?
Daghan kayo na sulat sa Biblia mahitung sa magbalantay.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Ang Ginoo may ako magbalantay.
I will not want.
Why makulang kanako?
What is the shepherd doing? He leadeth me to a green pasture, doesn't he?
Oh, siyang gigiyahan ko sa maisad sa bunon.
So, if you don't know what to do as a shepherd,
kuwa tay mahibalon sa buraton sa magbalantay.
You go to Bible and find out you are supposed to lead the flock to a green pasture.
Oh, imong
So now the Lord provided us with a lot of instructions.
Oh, ang Ginoo naghatag kanato ng maayo nga mga pagtulong.
Amen.
Amen ba?
So the shepherd is leading.
Oh, kinahanglan gyud nga.
How do you lead?
Oh, magpangulo gyud. Yun sa maninyo pagpangulo, mga shepherd.
Did you see the little cars at the airport?
Oh, kita bug mga gagmay nga sakyanan sa airport.
The plane flies in.
Oh, pagtugpa sa eroplano.
It's full of people.
Oh, puro sa mga tao.
And there is little car.
Oh, kanang mga taxi. We call it taxi.
Yeah, there's a taxi.
Yeah.
And the taxi says, with a little sign, follow me.
Oh, follow me. Oh.
And
sunod.
It goes, follow me. And oh, it goes sunod. Through the airport.
Oh.
And the plane follows.
Oh, sunod ayon ang katong kuan mga.
There is only little communication needed.
Iya. Oh, nai komunikasyon.
Because the shepherds are walking in front of the flock.
Oh, kay ang mga magbalantay maglakaw gyud maguna sa panon.
And they are followed.
Musunod gisunod sila sa panon.
They say, "Follow me as I follow the Lord."
Oh, sunod kamo kanako samtang ako nagasunod sa Ginoo.
Yes. As Brother Paul is saying, be followers of me.
Oh, iyon pa ni San Pablo. Sunod mo na ko.
As I am a follower of the Lord.
Kaya ako nagasunod sa Ginoo.
If you want to write it down, it's 1 Corinthians 11:1, I believe.
Oh, nasa 1 Corinto 11:1.
We don't need to look every scripture now, but it's 1 Corinthians 11:9, I believe.
Oh, 1 Corinthians 11:9.
So we've got a shepherd.
Oh, adto ta magbalantay.
Okay. We know what a shepherd is.
Unsa ang magbalantay?
It's the person who is taking care of sheep.
Ang mo niyang tao nga nag-ambing nagbantay sa karniro.
Amen?
Amen ba?
So, up to now, we don't have any position.
Oh, wala tay ranggo din eh.
We only have work and jobs.
Oh, na tay mga trabaho.
Job descriptions.
Oh.
No title yet.
Oh, wala tay titulo.
All right.
Wala ranggo-ranggo ni.
Well, maybe the next one.
Oh, basig ang ikaduha, ay kalima basig na ranggo na.
And teachers.
O mga magtutudlo. Mga magtutudlo.
Teacher. So what is teacher supposed to do?
Unsa man ang buhaton sa magtutudlo?
Teach.
Magtutudlo.
Teachers are teaching.
Oh, ang magtutudlo, magtutudlo.
How to do it?
Unsa on kini pagbuhat?
They have a knowledge.
Na siya kahibalo.
Because they studied.
Kaya nagtuon man sila.
They have sit under a teacher.
Oh, na sila ay magtutudlo po nagtutudlo nila.
They have learned it.
Nakakatuon sila.
Practiced it.
Nagbantay sila.
And now they are teaching.
Oh, karon sila nagtutudlo na.
The church.
Sa simbahan.
Oh. So we don't have a card with the teacher either.
Oh, now we have a calling card.
No position again.
Why have a position?
Only work.
Wala gyud trabaho ra gyapon.
Ah,
wala lang gurang gud ini.
So God gave the fivefold ministry.
Dai lima ka pagpangalagad.
Which is actually job descriptions.
Oh, mora ang pagpaila sa atong trabaho.
It's a job descriptions.
Oh, tinuod. Pagpaila ra
trabaho. No position.
Why imong position?
What is the right?
Unsa may
of the fivefold ministry.
Sa lima ka pagpangalagad.
Now, what is the right? The rights.
The rights.
The authorities. The rights.
Authority. Oh, katungod, katungdanan.
They get a bigger meal.
Oh, labi na sila kuan kining pagkaon. May pagkaon bigger meal.
No. No, it's not in the Bible.
So, gapos Biblia.
They get a bigger chair.
Mas dakong lingkuranan. Trono?
No. No.
No.
Well, there must be at least something. They get a better shirt.
Mas dili dog suot?
No.
Di gapon?
No.
Di mao?
Oh, they get a bigger hat.
Oh, dako kalo. Cowboy.
No.
No.
Oh, the Mexico one. Yeah.
Mexico.
No. Oh, Brother Mark is saying they get less sleep.
And
it's true. If you go to 2 Thessalonians, the last chapter, Brother Paul is saying that he was laboring day and night. And the overtime is not paid. So, if you really desire to be in fivefold ministry,
lima ka pagpangalagad,
what you will get is a job to do.
Ang imong madawat, trabaho.
And if you do it faithfully,
kung imong batinud-an ka nga nagbuhat
ini, the Lord will say,
ang Ginoo ingon,
faithful servant over the little,
oh, batinumanon nga alagad,
I will give you more job.
Oh, hatala na mog dugang trabaho.
Amen.
Amen. More job.
In my business at home, in the restaurant, we have this little sign on the wall.
Oh, sa iyang negosyo dito sa iyang restaurant.
It says help wanted.
Oh, tabang nay nanginhanglan.
It says the hours are long.
Oh, gabayran ang mga oras.
The pay is low.
Oh, gamay suhol.
But the benefits are great.
Ay, dakag benepisyo gamay ang sweldo.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord for that benefit. Oh. Even low salary? Low salary, but many benefits. Great benefits.
So, the thing is, if however you serve faithfully to the Lord,
kung giunsa nimo pagpangalagad sa Ginoo sa matinud-anon gayud,
it builds up you. Thank you very much.
Oh, ma panday mo kinabuhi.
But you come, and the Lord will say, Well done, my faithful servant.
Di ta maluya kay mga Ginoo, maayo anak.
Enter into the joy of the Lord.
Sulod sa akong kalipay. Amen.
So if you care for this,
kun kamo magtagad gyud man ini,
you're most welcome.
Ay, abi-abi mo.
Enter into the ministry.
Sulod mo sa pagpangalagad atong barakbaka ng Dios. Hallelujah.
So, praise the Lord. There is one more word we've got there. We need to clarify. And this is the word minister or ministry.
Kining pulong nga minister o kining gitawag nga pagpangalagad.
In the Czech Republic,
minister, T-E-R.
T-E-R, yes.
Dito sa ila daw sa Czech.
Yes.
Minister.
So in the Czech Republic, we have a president.
Na ilang presidente dito.
And we have even a prime minister.
Na po na ilang primer ministro.
And minister of defense.
Una po ay minister sa depensa.
Minister of school.
O ministro sa eskwelahan.
Minister of interior.
O mga lagad sa kining kinasuluran.
Minister of finance.
O sa pinansya.
It's like if we had any finance.
Oh,
so all these are ministers.
Ang kinitanan mga alagad.
The minister comes.
Ang ministro maabot.
If he flies in,
kung musulod siya,
they would stop the roads.
Oh, ba pardon?
They would stop the roads close to the airport.
Ilang usabon ang mga ruta.
And they have a big car coming for him.
Oh, nai yanda mo sa kanalang niya nga dako.
They have the guards around.
Nai mga gwardiya nga daghan.
The bodyguards.
Oh, mga
the chauffeur.
Oh, mga gwardiya.
And they saw. Minister. Minister. Sit down, minister. Can I take
minister,
your minister? Sit down. So the minister is Mr. Important.
Ang ministro dai importante dai.
All right. Let me ask if you are paying attention.
Mangutana ko nyo kung naminaw mo.
What language do you think the word is from?
Unsa man ang sinultihan kining pulong minister?
Latin again.
O Latin gihapon.
So if it's Latin, we can suspect there is something wrong with it.
Okay, it came from Roma, no?
Uh-huh.
It came from Rome?
Yes, yeah. It came from Rome because they want to elevate the people.
Oh, gusto nila nga pasidungan ng mayo sa tanas.
If a Catholic minister comes,
so kumabot ang ministro.
If a Catholic minister comes,
kumabot ang ministro sa Katoliko.
What are you supposed to do?
Unsa may buhaton ninyo kumabot ang minister? Muamin, muamin.
Huh?
Bless the hand, kiss the
ring. Yeah. Kiss the ring.
Kiss the ring.
Kiss the ring, kiss the hand. Yeah? Take care of me.
So, ate man akong mayo.
Yeah?
Ministro ba ako?
That's the ministry.
Kuya, sab, no?
Yeah? Because they're big.
Oh, pasikat man na.
Okay, they have their bodyguards.
Oh, they have mga daghang mga gwardiya.
Yes. And they have the same mentality.
Oh, mao'y hapon ang mentalidad.
Because they're high, that they are being served.
Okay, taas mo sila na hinoy alagaran.
So they try to put it in the Bible.
Ilang gisulayan pagsulat pagbuta na di sa Biblia ka nga pulong.
So if it's not minister, position of minister.
O kung dili na ministro.
Okay, what is it then?
Unsa mo dai ni nga pulong?
I'm not sure you wanna hear it.
Naminaw mo?
Do you really want to hear it?
Unsa may pulungan original?
Do you really want to hear what is in the Bible?
Oh?
Oh no.
Ganahan mo maminaw
sa Biblia. Can you go and find a minister?
Okay, sunod mo, sunod.
It's in go down, just it's 12 work of the ministry.
1 Corinthians?
No, you can go here of the ministry. See what it says here.
Of the ministry.
Diakonia.
Ephesians 4:12. Diakonia.
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 Huh? It's deacon.
Deacon.
Deacon is not in the Bible as a word because what it means. Oh, let me hide it.
Ang diakono.
Let me hide it.
Wala sa masulat sa Biblia.
They shouldn't say it. Servant. Oh, no. Was it really servant, David? Yes, it is. Oh, don't do this.
Servant kita ya.
He even highlighted it. So it's a servant.
Alagad.
It's a service.
Magserbisyo, mga
alagad. So the ministry
ang pangalagad
is a service.
Mga pangalagad.
He is a servant.
alagad ay.
The Bible says, we are the servants of the Lord.
Ang Biblia nagayon kita alagad sa Ginoo.
The word,
ang pulong,
often used in the Bible for being a servant is doulos.
Gamiton unta na sa Biblia,
which actually is a slave.
Gipangkuhaan.
Is a slave.
Sini slave ulipon.
Slaves of the Lord.
Ulipon sa Ginoo.
No rights.
Why katungod?
Lord says, go, you go.
O mayon ang Ginoo nga lakaw.
The Lord says, don't go, you stay.
Mayon ang Ginoo ayog lakaw, pabiling gid ka.
Are you still sure you are interested?
Inahan pa mo ini?
Brethren.
Nga wala kay katungod. Serbisyo.
So the ministry, don't expect a limousine coming for you.
So pangalagad gani ayog.
Rather expect you will be carrying sheep around.
Yo mag mangalagad mo way sildo.
You go and don't poke the sheep.
Pangalagad lang kanang ayon mo gunahona ba?
You say, follow me, sheep. Follow me.
Oh, sunod mo na ako, sunod. What I should do?
If the sheep hurts, its leg or something.
Oh, mayo nang kwan.
Have you seen the pictures of the shepherd? They grab the sheep by the leg.
Kita na mo nga gipasaan ng kaniro.
Have you seen those pictures?
Yes, yes.
You know. If you have, if your kids, they have pictures in their rooms of different things.
Oh.
This should be the picture they would be looking at.
Oh, ganahan sila mo tanawin ni magpasaano karniro.
Amen. No famous movies rubbish.
Oh.
But they need to have a little shepherd in their room carrying a sheep.
Oh, ganahan magbalante sa karniro nga gamay unya nagatiman sa karniro.
So brethren,
mga kaisunan,
if you desire to be in ministry, let's use the original word. And instead of minister, let's put a servant. So all this,
servant is alagad in Bisaya and the slave is ulipon. Alagad, servant.
Labor, work.
Yes, worker.
Amen. Why would we labor? Why would we work?
Nganong magtrabahan di man?
Why?
Ngano man?
What is the reason?
Unsa may katarungan?
What is the motive?
Unsa may motibo?
Do you remember the famous dialogue between Jesus and Peter?
O nga si Pedro ug si Ginoo Jesus?
Peter is asked. Sorry, Jesus is asking Peter and saying,
Pedro,
do you love me, Peter?
Kayo ba kanako?
Yes, Lord, I love you.
Ginoo, ningo ba kunimo?
He says, feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me?
Pedro, higuba ba kunimo?
Yes, Lord, I love you.
Iyo mata ka.
Feed my sheep.
O pagana akong kaniro.
Peter, do you love me? Oh Lord, thou knowest I love you.
Higuba ni kana ko Ginoo.
Amen.
Sure na.
And it says, take care of my land.
Ati mana pagayo akong.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the only single motivation for you to be a servant, one of those job descriptions,
mao na siyang naghatag nato nga mahimo tang
is your love of the Lord.
Ang atong gugma sa Ginoo.
If you love the Lord,
kun higugma ka sa Ginoo,
you will love the sheep.
Higugma ang puni mga karniro.
If you love the sheep,
kun higugma ka sa karniro,
you want to lay down your life for the sheep. Oh,
bisan pag imong kinabuhi imong ihalad alang sa karniro.
So, there is no position in the church available.
Oh, why position gyud sa simbahan ranggo-ranggo?
It does not exist.
Oh, wala daw na, di daw na makaplagan.
What if a brother in the church wants to buy a car?
Oh, kung gusto nga akong igsuon ni lalaki mo palit og sakyanan.
What is the job
of
these people?
Ining mga tawhana?
What is the authority and right?
Unsa may awtoridad og iyang katungod?
No.
Wa siya katungod.
There's no.
Wala.
It's his job.
Iyan ang trabaho.
He can do whatever he wants.
Bisan unsa iyang trabaho on buhat.
If he comes for advice,
kung buhat ni siya aron magpatambag,
they can help him.
Ayha pa makatabang kining mga tawhana.
But it's not job.
Any
of the servants,
o trabaho sa mga ulipon,
to be ruling the lives,
nga magbuot sa kinabuhi,
of the people in the congregation,
sa mga tao sa simbahan.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So we don't get any authority
over
what people are doing.
Ilang buhaton dewa tay katungod.
We can teach.
makatudlo na ba?
We can preach.
Makawalita.
We can pray.
Makaampo ta.
We can counsel.
Makatambag ta.
But we will not rule the people.
O di ta magbuot.
Amen.
Amen.
No ruling of the people, brethren.
Oh, di ta magbuot sa mga tao.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I am afraid I'm a little running out of time, but can I use a little bit more?
Well,
Brother Raymer, can I use a little more time? It's 12. Can I use a little more time? Yeah? No problem? Okay. So, I have few more words I want to clarify. So this is the fivefold ministry. Let's go to Timothy. First Timothy. Let's do a little bit more Greek.
Tay muli na raban ni ug mamayson. Ato ning suguon og bayo day. Agagoon og bayo.
What is this?
Oh, because we will be living and we will give you more work because we will be living.
Where's my Timothy? So give me more time. Chapter 3, thank you, I'm there, but where are we in 3? This is it, thank you very much. I'm looking there, I don't know why I'm not seeing it, thank you. So, 3:1. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop,
o kung gusto man mo dunay tabo tao nga kanang opisina sa kanang obispo,
he desires a good work.
Nagtingwa siya maayong trabaho.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a bishop at work?
Obispo? May trabaho obispo? Yes. Baldhead.
Good work.
Bishop baldhead.
Oh, the bishop. Oh.
Baldhead.
The bishop with a. Yeah? The bishop.
Bishop hat. Oh, bishop.
Yeah? Hold. If I say bishop, isn't that a bishop? Uh-huh. It's like a king. Well, the meaning of this hat is much worse, brother. Trust me. It has much to do with Babylon.
Mm-hmm. Babylonian,
but one day I'm sure we'll get into that. I can't even stand this picture, so I need to erase it. So, can you find the word bishop, brother, for me?
Kita mo ang pulong obispo.
Episcopi. If you want episkopos.
Episkopos. Episkopi.
Okay. So, episkopos.
Episkopos.
Let's break it again.
Obispo. Episkopos.
Okay. You copy this, right? I can erase it
now.
Good. So, and you have this. And we can erase the servant for now. But we do remember, this is servanthood. And we have episkopos.
Ang sunod, episkopos. Griego sa... original nga pinulungan ka nag-ibot ang obispo. Ang Griego is episkopos.
So the Greek word is not bishop but episkopos.
Oh, di obispo sa original.
As many words, oh. We can break it into two words.
Oh, epi. Oh. Preposition epi.
Epi?
Yeah.
What is epi?
Over.
It's kind of over.
Or bien.
Yeah, or
labaw pa.
Kind of on. Oh. So epi is over.
It's over.
And skopos?
Oh, skopos.
Does it ring a bell? Maybe telescope?
Oh. So kanang
telescope.
Oh, telescope.
Microscope.
Oh.
Phonendoscope.
Oh.
Aha. So the scope is to see.
Oh, pagganaw.
Yes.
Ang scope is
you have the microscope, you have the telescope,
microscope.
And all of this is about seeing.
Yeah, vision. Yeah, vision.
The vision.
Oh.
So the episkopos.
Oh. Ang episkopos.
It's the overseer.
Overseer. Di ay kanang magtanaw sa labaw. Kanang magatanaw, susi.
Amen.
Magabantay.
So, it's the one who is making sure.
O ang usa ka tawo nga iya siguruhon.
There are no wolves.
Nga way kuan mga lubo nga mag-abot
to devour the flock.
Naron dili makaon ang kining.
Amen.
Mga panun.
What are the wolves in our case?
O unsa man dai mga lubo?
Spirits.
O espiritu ba ng mga lubo?
Yes.
Espiritu.
We need to be able to see in the spirit.
Oh, magbantay tayo sa espirituhan ng kahimtang.
To see what is happening in the spirit.
Araw tung mamatikdan unsa ni tabo na di ay.
Yes.
Amen ba?
Praise the Lord. So the elders,
ang mga pangulo,
the episcopos, the overseers in the church,
mga magtatanaw sa
atong they, while everybody else is doing their own thing,
oh, sabdang uban na trabaho silang mga buluaton,
they are the ones who are on guard.
Oh, ang mga pangulo mo'y magbantay.
Ready to go and help.
Oh, andang nga mo tabang sa karniro.
Amen.
Amen.
They pay attention, don't they?
Oh, bantay gyud mayo, paminaw gyud mayo.
You know, you have a group of kids.
Oh, naatay daghan mga kapunungan sa group.
And you ask the oldest child.
Oh, imo inon ang pinakamagulang.
Can you keep eye on them?
Oh, pakibantay lang, palihog bantay sa imo mga mangod.
What does it mean to keep eye on them?
Unsay buti pasabot anang bantay sila, tanawa sila?
Make sure they are in good shape.
Oh, siguruhon ninyo nga plastado tanan, nga maayo tanan.
So while the kids are playing or working or doing their chores,
oh, samtang nagdulang uban na trabaho,
the oldest child,
ang pinakahamtong
of God,
oh, sa nga, pinakahamtong anak sa Dios,
is working but also making sure everybody's all right.
Amen. Nagtrabaho gihapon pero nagbantay po sa uban.
And now sees the little
Amen.
Baby crawling towards a danger place.
Oh, kung makita ang bata nga nagkamang payo sa delikado nga lugar,
leaves the work.
Oh, biyaan ang trabaho.
And goes and says, "Oh, little baby, that would hurt you."
Ati manon ang katong namiligro na.
And helps the baby out.
Oh, tabangan ang katong namiligro.
Yes, scoping the place.
Oh, scoping. Nagatanaw sa tibok ng lugar.
Watching the kids play in the garden.
Oh, nagbantay sa mga bata na dula diha sa tibok.
And they see the two kids get into fight.
Oh, nagkaway.
So the oldest brother, you know, of them, of the
yes.
siblings,
oh.
come and yeah. stops the fight.
Oh, miabot ang katong magulang.
Hallelujah.
Paundang ang away.
Say, excuse me, what is this discussion
oh.
about?
Mayon siya nga, sa may inyong giawayan.
And brings from the maturity
oh, iyang pagkita, ipagkita iyang paghamtong
and authority given by the Father
oh, sa authority ang ihatag ka niyang sa iyong amahan
can help to seize the fight.
Oh, nga para maundang
ang
panagbangi.
Doesn't Amen. Join the fight.
Oh, wala siya mo panig sa usa ka panig.
Doesn't stay on the side of one of them.
Oh,
that
wala
let
siya
me help you to fight.
Sa aron magisirumbang kaya sa usa.
Yes, but is there as a peacemaker.
Oh, naa siya dito as kining take pa hataw kalinaw.
It sees while the kids are playing or working.
Oh, iyang tanaw ko na dula ba na trabaho ba?
It sees a wild dog coming.
Oh, makita siya kung naabay mga iro nga mga lubong nga moabot.
And because it's overseer looking around.
Oh, kay siya nagbantay man.
It doesn't go like, oh, it's not my business.
Dili siya magtulog-tulog kung ilabot nila.
But it goes and yells and say, hide.
Oy, hera, bantay mo dia.
Be careful, dog.
Pag-amping mo. Oh.
Amen. And Amen. Goes after the dog.
Oh, iyang adto ng katong iro nga magbinuo.
Takes a stick.
Magkuhag bunal.
If you wish a word of God.
Oh, kung gusto kag bulong.
Or sword.
Oh, espada ba ka?
Okay. And goes after the dog.
Oh, adto ng iro, lubo.
So, no bishop.
Oh, wala yung bispo. Kanang pulong obispo may suon.
No bishop.
Carlos, episcopos.
No bishop.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, dili dai sumayan.
Kiss my ring. Yeah. None of this.
Wala dai ning.
Amen.
Bispo nga pulong.
Work again. Responsibility again.
Oh, responsibilidad gihapon, trabaho
Love
gihapon.
Love again.
Oh, mo na siya. Gugma, mayson, gugma.
Yeah?
Yes. Love.
Well, praise the Lord.
Dali go na
So, the principle is that if we want to be overseers,
kung gusto tanga mahimong magatan-aw,
what would make an overseer in the family?
Unsa man ang kanang kita magbalantay sa pamilya?
Whom would you make an overseer over your children?
Pangulo sa pamilya, sa mga bata.
The oldest? Would it be always the only thing that he is the oldest? No? Mature, I like that word a little more. The most mature.
The most mature.
Responsible. Shoot more words. Give me more words.
Ang pinaghamtong may sundili tanang ngayon. Kay magulang mo na yun. Kung may buot ang magulang.
Faithful.
Oh, kanang matinudanon.
Trustworthy.
Oh, kanang kasaligan. Pinakabutan.
Yeah? So you want to leave your kids in the care of somebody who is mature, trustworthy, and all the other words we used.
Discipline.
Discipline.
Yes. Kadang disiplinado ang tao mo imong anon saligan.
Amen.
Amen.
How it works? It's the same principle. We are all children.
Okay, tang tanan mga anak ta.
None of us is father.
Nga amahan.
In a natural, I think most of us are fathers. Some of us even grandfathers.
Okay.
But in spiritual, we are brothers. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says,
ang Biblia nag-ingon,
don't call anybody a father. Because you have a one Father in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
So we all have a Father.
Kitang tanan natay usa lamang
kaamahan. A common Father.
Usa lamang kaamahan.
So, if anybody comes to you,
kung naay maabot nga,
I'm Father Martin.
Oh, ako si Padre Martin.
Yeah? Padre.
Padre.
Padre Martinos.
Oh, Padre Martinos.
Or I can give you another word for Father.
Oh.
Papa.
Papa,
Yes, Papa.
Yes, common term.
Papa Martinos.
Oh.
Or I can give you another word for Papa. Pope.
Pope. Yeah. Pope Martin the Second. Pope
Martin the Second. God forbid.
God forbid.
Amen. So, if you have the Pope, Padre, Papa, Father,
una mo na.
Patros,
Patros,
whatever there is,
reverend.
Reverend.
The most reverend.
The most reverend.
Yes.
The most reverend Patros Martinos.
So pinakabalaan.
That would be a taking the position of Christ.
Oh, mo na siya ang pagkuha sa posisyon ng Ginoo.
The word reverend in the Bible. It's from the Old Testament
reverendo sa Biblia, so,
and speaks about Yahweh, God Himself. So they are saying, I am God over you.
Okay.
So all this we have to put aside and rebuke and reject. Amen?
Amen ba?
So we don't have any padroses among us.
Oh, wala na yung mga padros na to, mga
we have all
papa,
father.
Na tay, mga amahan.
So we are all children.
Kita tanan mga anak.
But the father,
apa ng amahan,
is asking some of the children.
Naghagiyo sa ubang mga anak.
To help to keep eye.
Nga aron mo tabang og bantay.
Episkopos. Keep eye.
Magtanaw.
On the other children.
Sa ubang mga bata.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the children, like in a natural family,
sa mga bata para sa atong natural nga pamilya,
are younger.
Ang uban bata pa.
A little more older.
Ang uban hamtong.
More mature. More mature.
Hamtong.
Amen. So you are looking for the mature ones.
Atong tanaw ng mga hamtong.
Measured. By the nature of Christ.
Sumala sa kinaiyahan ni Kristo,
that would help in the name of the Father
nga magatabang sa pangalan sa Amahan
to admonition
o aron sa pagdambag
righteousness in the family
diha sa pagkamataraw sa pamilya.
So this is the job
ang trabaho
of the
sa
eye keeper, if you want,
episkopos,
episkopos. No bishops.
Oh, dili obispo.
Amen.
Oh. Amen.
The word elder.
Elder.
What does the word elder mean?
Oh, kanang hamto kanang magulang.
I'm the executive senior elder. No. Oh.
Magulang elder.
No. The elder is a simple word.
Oh, simple ra simple ra pulong.
It's just older.
Simple ra. Oh.
Older.
Oh, magulang.
The older brethren.
Oh, ang magulang ay igsoon.
Not necessary in age.
Oh, dili buot isabot nga edad.
But in their spiritual maturity.
Oh, sa espirituhanong pagkahamtong.
The Greek word is presbyteros.
Oh, ang Griego presbyteros.
Yeah, you can hear it. You can see it here.
Oh.
No. Yeah, this is sim presbyteros. The si means together. But the word really is yeah, this is it. Presbyteros.
Presbyteros.
Okay? So the word presbyteros.
Ang pulong presbyteros.
Is the older of the brothers.
Oh, ang magulang sa tanang mga igsoon.
So you have 100 brethren.
Oh, na kay usa ka gatos kay igsoon.
And the most mature of them are the elders.
Oh, ang pinakahamtong nila mo toy mga magulang.
It's as simple as that, isn't it?
Sayon dagay ra sabton.
Okay, you have youngers,
mga igsoon,
and elders.
Oh, mga magulang.
What is the definition of an elder in a family?
Unsa may buot pasabot anang magulang sa pamilya?
In a good family.
Sa maayong pamilya.
He's got most of the job.
Oh, siya ay nakatrabaho. Right.
That's true.
That's true. Yes.
You know, in my family, the older a child is, the more work they have to do.
Amen. Mas magulang, mas nakang trabaho.
My oldest daughter is changing the diapers of the youngest daughter.
Ang iyang pinakamagulang anak na babae mo'y mag-ilis sa katong diaper sa iyang mangot.
Amen?
Amen ba?
Yeah? So the older you are, the more chores you've got.
Oh, kung unsa ka kahamtong, naghambog kag panon nga dalhon.
And the closer to you are to maturity,
oh, sa magkahamtong ka,
where you work all the time.
Oh.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Praise the Lord.
Dalagyo na Ginoo.
So, if we go back to Timothy 3,
sa ato balikan ang unang Timothy 3,
can you cross out in your Bibles the word bishop?
Inyo pwede niyo papaon ang pulong obispo.
And can you put there overseer?
Ba pulihan na og kanang gitawag nga overseer kanang magtatan-aw.
Yes, and cross out office too.
Ang pulong opisina.
Who desire the office of a bishop?
Oh, ang nagtinguha og opisina or katungod sa kining obispo.
Ah,
obispo.
Where's the office?
Sa opisina niyo dapat.
There's no office.
Naatay opisina?
Well, learn from Jesus.
Wala,
where was his office?
Oh, asa opisina ni Jesus?
Huh? Ah, security guards, the office, secretary.
Under the tree.
Under the tree, wasn't
yes.
it? Yeah. He says the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
Oh, ang anak sa tao, why ka paoralian siyang ulo?
So if you are waiting for an office,
kung nagpaabot yung opisina nimo,
go to corporation.
Adto ka sa corporation.
But not in the church.
Dili sa simbahan.
No space for office.
Oh, why luna para sa opisina?
So this is a true saying. If a man desires to be an overseer, he desires a good work.
Oh, ang magtanaw ay mahimong Episcopos, maayo ang iyang itinguha.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
The overseer then must be blameless.
Oh, kinahalan daw nga why ikasaway.
Okay? There's
Amen.
Nothing you can say against him.
Oh, wala ka ikasaway, batok niya.
He can't be misbehaving.
Oh, dili, pwede nga siya, dili maayo.
He needs to be a husband of one wife.
Okay na nga, usa ka ba na nga usa ra gyud asawa?
What does it mean? Why?
Ngano man ngano usa ra may asawa?
A, he cannot have more than one wife.
O dili pwede nga mulabaw pa sa usa iyang asawa.
That's the first thing.
Usa na kabutang.
And the second thing is,
ikaduhang butang,
how can he keep eye on the flock if he cannot prove his house is in order?
Oh. Kung sa man niya pagpamatuod nga siya maayo magbalantay kung siya mismo dili modelo.
How can he understand?
Usa man niya pagsabot.
The problems of taking care of children of God.
Oh, ang pag-atiman sa mga katawan sa Dios.
If he doesn't have his children.
Kung siya wala anak.
Amen. So the principle and the desire should be that they are with wife and children.
Amen.
So again, not only the Catholics would call him a father, which is wrong, but they would say he is supposed to have no wife and no children. Which goes against the mentality of the Lord.
So pagkina sa salabutan sa Ginoo.
So the husband of one wife, vigilant, a sober,
mabibinantayon, maghop,
of good behavior,
maayog batasan,
given to hospitality,
matinagdanon yun,
apt to teach,
maayog matudlo,
not given to wine,
dili palahubog,
no striker,
dili palaway,
not greedy,
dili hakog,
of filthy looker,
dili hugawan, dili bastusan,
but patient,
mapailubon,
not a brawler,
dili magkanang balito,
not covetous,
dili mailibgon.
Oh my, what a list. You can't be covetous.
Dili ta pwede mailibgon.
You can't be greedy.
Dili ta pwede mahimong hakog.
When they come to you,
kung maabot siya,
you will end up giving.
Muhatag ka, muhatag.
Everything you are and everything you have.
Yes. Unsa na ani mo ibahin?
Your time,
imong panahon,
your room in your house,
o ang imong kwarto,
your energy,
ang imong kahago.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you could, you would give them your last shirt.
Kung tugnaw sila, pisa ko na kailangan ipasuot, ihatag.
Like you would do for your own children.
Sama sa imong patiman sa imong mga anak.
You would do for children of God.
Imo buhaton dito sa mga alagad sa Dios.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. One that ruleth well his own house.
Usa ka tawo nga maayo pagkadumala ang panimalay.
Having his children in subjection with all gravity.
Ang iyang mga anak mutuman gid sa iya.
For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God?
O tinod, kung unsa ka tawo di ka mao magdumala sa iyang balay, unsa man ni pagdumala sa simbahan?
Not a novice.
Dili kay
lest being lifted up with pride,
he
fall into the condemnation of the devil.
Okay, basic maghinambog na siya na madaot na noon yung kinabuhi.
Did you ever try to take the younger children and say, now you will be the boss and oversee all of them?
Nakasulay na mo yung ikaw manghod, ikaw magbuot-buot din eh.
I did. You know, they try and now they feel I'm important.
Gisulay na niya pero
you all have to obey me.
Pakyas man.
Yeah? And they go, and when there is a fight, they go and join the fight. When they are judge over situation, they are rather cruel judge. They are very legalistic. In their pride. And if they are splitting cookie, they say, I am now the overseer, I get the biggest piece. While mommy or daddy, when they split a cookie, there's usually nothing left for them, is there? Yeah? Different mentality in the maturity, isn't there? So the elder should not be a novice, greedy, amen, but giving into giving.
Muhatag magyatagon. Yeah, that's a Filipino culture, hospitality.
Yeah, hospitality is Filipino culture. Praise the Lord. Yeah. If hospitality is Filipino culture, some of your culture is godly culture.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. And some of the culture is not godly culture.
Yeah, some. Yeah.
It's the same as Czech. There's something which is good and something I need to overcome.
Yes.
Amen.
Because some of the character, the attitude of the Filipino people came from the influence of the Spanish people, from the Roman people.
Hospitality, praise the Lord, and I can testify some of it. Yes.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Moreover, so there's even more.
Oh, na apayod.
Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil.
Okay, basig balit ag sila sa yawa.
So, your neighborhood,
ang imong mga silingan,
they have to say,
maingon sila,
yes, we know him.
Oh, nakaila mi ang tawhana.
He is taking care of his family.
Oh, iyang gitiman niya pamilya.
He is useful in the neighborhood.
Oh, mapaslanon siya sa silingan.
He is a nice man.
Maayong tao.
Not giving into quarrel.
Oh, dili palaway.
Always helpful.
Matinabangon.
Except he is a little bit strange.
Nalay bibila kabutan.
He's got all the time full house of strange people. He's working all the time.
Oh, trabaho siya pirmi.
He's got more than two kids.
Yang labaw daghan mga bata.
You know, and he is given to this church type of thing. So yes, they will say these things about you, that's right, but the rest must be a good report.
Kinalan daw may og dungog.
Amen?
Amen ba?
Can you say amen to that?
Mag-amen ba mo?
Praise the Lord.
Sa dalagyo ng Ginoo.
So, I do believe it's time to start closing. Maybe I'll finish with Matthew 20.
Atong taposon kini sa Matthew 20.
20:27.
Kanayong mga Biblia 20:27. Chapter 20 verse 27.
I believe so at least. Yes. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant.
Oh, nga gusto mo labaw ninyo mahimong alagad.
Even as the Son of Man came not to be serviced unto,
sama sa anak sa tao mian hi, wala man ni aron alagaran,
but to serve
apan sa pagpangalagad,
and to give his life a ransom for many.
Oh, usa paghatag sa kinabuhi isip lukat sa tanan.
Okay.
Ransom.
So let's go to 26, maybe 25 even.
Balik 25.
But Jesus called them unto him and said, ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them.
Wala pa mo mahibalo nga ang mga hintil gusto magpalabaw-labaw.
And they that are great exercise authority upon them.
Ang mga bantugan nagadominar nila.
But it shall not be so among you.
Dili ni mahitabo kaninyo, dili angay kaninyo.
But whosoever will be great among you,
bisan kinsa gusto mahimong dako kana ninyo,
let him be your servant.
Mahimo dapat siya mahimong alagad.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for now.
Dalagyo ng Dios.